Hello, Ototo family. I trust that the Lord has kept you well. It is such a joy to know that you are a part of our cell family gatherings today. My name is Brian Navajo, and together with my wife, Violet, we get to serve as campus pastors at Ototo Church downtown. And of course, today we're going to spend some time in prayer in cell. Really looking forward to that. But cell is a critical part of our vision at Ototo. That's why at every cell gathering, we start by reciting our vision together. And so I'm going to get you started on it, but I'm not going to finish it for you. You'd have to pause the video and then recite it one to another. Are you ready? Well, on the count of three, let's go for it. Three, two, one, let's go. We are an English speaking. Wonderful. Bringing healing to the cities and to the nation. That's our vision. And God gave us that vision, and we want to be fully engaged in that vision. And one way to get engaged is through our cell families. And so I want to thank you very much for being a part of this. I want to celebrate in a special way our cell leaders and our cell leader interns, but also a special shout out to our hosts. Our hosts, thank you for opening your homes to have us and to host us. It gives us an opportunity to gather in the course of the week to be an encouragement to one another. So as you get ready for prayer in cell today, I just want to speak to you from my heart about prayer. And here's how I've coined it. Hands lifted up. I want to speak to you about hands lifted up. Now, in scripture, hands lifted up are a picture of surrender. It's a picture of prayer. It's a picture of total dependence on God. It's an acknowledgement that God is our source of strength, that God is the final authority. And as we get ready to pray, I want us to turn to Exodus chapter 17. And we'll read from verse 8 to 16. Now, this is a story where Israel was under attack by the Amalekites. And the Amalekites are one of Israel's greatest enemies when you read Israel's story throughout. They were a pain in their flesh and in their side. And they really haunted the children of Israel, always attacking them when they were at their least. And these were people that treated Israel unjustly, and God was not pleased with them. When we pick it up in Exodus chapter 17 and verse 8 to 16, Israel is under attack. And as Israel is under attack, here's what the Bible tells us. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "Because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation." And we see Moses in the posture of hands lifted up, depending on God in prayer. Now he was frail and he was weak, so he needed Aaron and Hur to hold up his hands. And as long as that he was at the mountain, on the top of the hill, with his hands lifted up, asking God for victory in battle, Joshua, who was fighting and leading the battle against the Amalekites, was walking in victory. God is calling you and I to be men and women of prayer, to depend on him, to acknowledge that he is great, that he has power, that he has the final authority on all issues of life. And ours is to respond by faith in dependence on him in prayer. Prayer is a powerful thing. It's an invitation from the Lord by which we acknowledge our limitedness and acknowledge that he is unlimited. And when we come to that place and fully surrender and trust Him, God comes through. He steps into the middle of our mess and He sorts it out. God comes and He works all things for His glory and for our good. Moses is lifting his hands and the battle is being won. There are three things that this portion of scripture shows me. Three things about the battle. One is that the battle is real. We don't have to live in denial. The battle is real. This was a real battle that Israel was fighting against the Amalekites. For us in life, we have a real enemy and a real battle we have to fight against Satan every day. He hates our families. He hates us. He hates the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He hates our city, hates our nation. He hates our communities. And so we're in a battle. We're in a battle for our lives, for God's purpose. We're in a battle for the future of our city and our nation, for our children, for our families, for our marriages, for our careers. We are in a battle every day. But here's the good news. Although the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, Jesus has come that He may give us life and life to the full. And therefore, we can be assured that God is for us. And because He's for us, we will come to the place of victory. However, it starts by acknowledging that we have a real battle. And our confidence is that God has given us the weapon of warfare, prayer, by which we can pull down strongholds, by which we can see victory. And this is so critical that you and I stay in that posture of prayer, not just once, but an ongoing posture. We are men and women of prayer. Luke 18, pray and do not give up. That we must always be people of prayer. Moses was a man of prayer. And as long as he lifted up his hands, the victory was being won in the battle. So that's the first thing, is the battle is real, but our God is even bigger, okay? Secondly, is the battle needs to be shared. The battle needs to be shared. See, you are never designed to fight the battle alone. Moses had Aaron, Hur, to hold up his hands, but he also had Joshua leading the men in battle down in the valley. I'm so thankful he had those three men. That is how he was able to see victory come. Who do you have standing alongside you? See, God has designed that as we do life together in our cell families, that we carry one another's burdens and that we carry one another to a place of victory, that we are constantly in prayer for one another so that the battles we are fighting, we may have victory. In Luke chapter 5, four friends bring a man through the roof to Jesus. There are times you need people to bring you to Jesus. At times you need people interceding for you. You need people praying for you and praying with you. And that's what cell gives us. The opportunity to an army of prayer warriors standing with us, regardless of what battles we fight. The battle needs to be shared. Don't carry the burden on your own. This is so important. The battle is not won because of our personal strength, but because of our collective strength. We are better together. We are stronger together. And so let's make sure we share the battle. But finally, not only is the battle real and the battle needs to be shared, the battle is the Lord's. And we see in verse 14 to 16 here, the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven. And so Moses built an altar and he called it, the Lord is my banner, Jehovah Nissi. He said, because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. Yes, victory is not ultimately determined by our own strength, no. Our God is the one who fights the battles, and He is the one who gives us victory. And so He strengthens us in the battle, He sustains us in the battle. And so the Lord asked Moses to write this down in a memorial. Why? So that Joshua would hear it. And when we hear the word of God, it brings faith. When we hear the promises of God, He said, I will blot out Amalek. He was committing himself, because Amalek was committed to wiping out Israel. By the way, did you know that Haman was an Amalekite and he wanted to wipe out the Jews? But thank God for Esther, through whom God intervened and then was able to spare the Jews. From generation to generation, God was committed fighting for Israel and eventually gave them victory over Amalek. And listen, friends, God is committed to fighting for us. The battle is His. He simply wants us to be in that posture of prayer, hands lifted up, praying, crying out, depending on Him. And guess what? He will come through for us. So we're going to spend time in prayer today, but I want you to remember, don't live in denial. The battle is real. Be honest about your battles. Two, the battle needs to be shared. Don't carry the burden alone. Don't fight alone. Connect. Pray with one another. But three, remember the battle is the Lord's. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. God will step into your mess and turn it around for His good and His glory. So I declare over you today, may the Lord fight for you. May the Lord sustain you, and may He bring you victory in Jesus' name. But as we close, two questions to reflect on. One, when you reflect on the current battles that you are facing, Share the greatest lesson that you have learned about God in your battles. Secondly, in this season, where do you need to lift your hands in deeper dependence on God? And who has God placed around you to stand with you in that battle? As we reflect on these questions, I pray that faith will rise in your heart and trust God for victory in the battle. We love you, Otoro family. We're so thankful for every single one of you as you continue to live lives of prayer with hands lifted up. The God who fought in Exodus 17, He will fight for you too. We love you. God richly bless you.